Another thing that happens at these circles and is very common every Sunday is that you gather together all day and food is just continuous. And what happens is that someone will come with a question that they've been thinking a lot about that week, and they will pose it to the community. And it might be a question like, what do you want to change about yourself, or what are you in the process of changing? And then what happens for the next 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 or more hours is that people go around and around and around and share. And the 4-year-old and the 84-year-old, and it just continues. And this is just what happens every single Sunday. And another time I saw this happen was in a town meeting with the mayor, and every single member of that community was there, a community of 80 families. And they were making some decisions about if they were going to move off their land or if they were going to stay. And they went around the circle and around the circle until no one had anything left to say, until all the voices had been heard. So this is a symbol that I carry home with me, and I offer to you this evening to take, as you wish, the symbol of a circle. And I see that this symbol has, well, I wonder how it's a reflection of the land. How did this piece of their culture, something so common in their day-to-day life of a circle, where did it come from? And I wonder if it comes from this natural law that John Ruzicka has been here. That the diversity of an ecosystem makes it stronger. And what I love about that natural principle is that it proposes community as the answer. So it is an honor to sit here with you, all of us very unique individuals. And together we are a strong community. The second symbol that I wanted to bring is laundry. And I had this like really epic vision of all of my laundry hanging on these windows. it just didn't happen. But for those of you who've been to South America, perhaps you'll nod along with me when I say that laundry is is another symbol. I noticed it first when I was in Cuba. And I don't know, Leah, maybe you could help me explain this, but when you look up from these streets, you just see this most colorful laundry hanging proudly in the wind. And it's just like prayer flags, but in Cuba, you know? And I just felt like somehow it just worked perfectly. Like it just fit this colorful tropical landscape. And even within their cities, it was like the laundry of pinks and purples and greens and blues were just the flowers. And it just, it felt like somehow it was this outgrowth of their land. And what was interesting in Lima was that we weren't in a tropical setting. The cliffs of Lima drop right into the Pacific, and the rest are surrounded by desert. It's 98% humidity at all seasons, and the haze from the fumes. It's like you have sepia-toned vision. And yet, the laundry was still there, and it was vibrant. But what this symbol has come to mean to me, though, is a lesson about how to welcome the stranger. And I think that given our times, as some say, our end times, welcoming the stranger is in our conversation right now. How do we do that? How do we have right relationships? And I really learned a lesson from this laundry, because every day I was the recipient of incredible hospitality, generosity. And especially on Sundays, family day, I was always invited, always invited. And my Sunday family were the Matutes. Some of their voices have been heard this evening. And when I first walked in, the first Sunday, laundry was displayed. Nothing had been cleaned or tidied. Everything was a little bit dirty, and you could tell that I had just simply walked in right into life, as it is, with the messy bits. And I thought back to what I do, and I like to say I'm easygoing. But yeah, you know, I'll try a little bit to tidy up before people come. And I think that that's what we do here. I think predominantly that's when we say, when we invite people over for dinner, we're inviting them into the innards of our life. And we are so fearful of allowing even our closest friends to really see what's really going on, for better or for worse. So laundry has come to signify a welcoming that says, come as you are, broken and whole. And I will welcome you into my home, into my life, as one who has lightness and one who has darkness. And I feel that there is something very profound that we can learn from that here in our culture. As we give each other permission to come as you are. I was welcomed every day, despite the fact that I would be leaving, and everybody knew that. They still invested in me so much. And I think I can sum up my entire intent of being there was to invest in relationship with people and with the land. That was my intent. And yet, despite the fact that I was leaving, I feel like my friends, my family there, invested in me even more so. And it made me think, do I do that here? Have I invested in relationships that I know will end in the short term? I don't know. They also invested in me, and I was welcomed, despite the fact that my Spanish was not up to par. It maybe got there in the end. But despite the cultural misunderstandings that we had, I was still always welcomed, and I'm sure that I offended so many times, and yet we would laugh, I wouldn't understand, so I'd laugh along, and we'd continue on. And I was welcomed despite being a visible minority, a very visible minority, which meant that when walking around some parts of Lima, And while walking around in some of the like small towns in the Andes, that they were putting themselves at risk by walking with me in many different ways, and they still did that. And most of all, what I think humbles me most is that they welcomed me as their daughter, despite the fact that I was Canadian.
Estamos pidiendo, pero con una justa razón, no porque se nos pega la gana.
So that's the third symbol that I bring home. And we won't sit in this for long, but it is important to recognize and to acknowledge.